If you have your Bible this morning, turn to John chapter 5. John chapter number 5. Amen. John chapter number 5, verse number 1, the Bible says, after this there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there was at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after troubling the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been a long time in that case, he said unto him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me." And Jesus said unto him, "Arise and take up thy bed and walk." And immediately a man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. I want to preach just a few minutes this morning, if God will be my help, on this question that the Lord asked, "Will thou be made whole? Will thou be made whole?" As we see this story playing out, the Bible tells us a story of a man. And the man's name is Jesus. And he's a walking in Judea, and he's a touching in a mighty way. And the Bible tells, if you go back to chapter 4, he talks about a woman that come to the well, and Jesus is sitting on the side of the well. It's Jacob's well. And she comes to the well to draw water. And the Lord asked her to give him to drink. Amen. And of course, you know the story. She said, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan, to give you drink, because you don't have any dealings with the Samaritans?" But I want to say, praise be to God, I'm glad that Jesus Christ told disciples, he said, "I must needs go through Samaria." That's why he ended up on that sitting on the side of that well that day. Praise God, it's that way, because of that reason that Jesus was there for that Samaritan woman when she come to draw water. So we see this story that plays out. We see how the woman comes to the well. She comes to draw water. Jesus is there, and he asked her for a drink. And he said, "If you'd knew who I was, you could have living water." Amen. Praise God. I'm glad God gives us living water in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad that water that's in you, that'll flow out of you. Praise God, as a living water, a stream that flows from the depths of your heart. Amen. And praise God, this woman, she seen that and she recognized that, and he began to tell her who he was and what he is able to do. She said, "You know, we worship here, and you say we need to worship at Jerusalem." He said, "I'm going to tell you a fact. One of these days, praise God," he said, "you're going to worship God in spirit and in truth." Amen. Praise God. She said, "Hey," he said, "would you give me this water, and I don't have to come draw no more?" See, she had been coming that well. She had been coming to get water, and it had been coming burdensome. It had been coming wearisome. Come to that well and continue to come to that well. She was coming looking for something. She was trying to find some hope. She was trying to find some help. She was trying to find some happiness. But praise God, I'm glad that day Jesus was at the well. Praise God, he gave her that living water. When she believed in faith, praise God, she cast aside that old earthly pail, and she took home the water of life in her heart. Praise God. And she got back up there at the house and began to tell all those folks about the Lord Jesus Christ and what he had. Praise God. You know what he'd asked her that day? He said, "Will thou be made whole?" Praise God. Amen. He said, "Will thou be made whole?" Praise God. Would you like to be complete? Amen. The Bible said she went as she took home the well. Amen. Praise God. Didn't need the worldly water. Hey, listen, I want to say we don't need the worldly water. Praise the Lord. Because we got the living water that comes from the throne of grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It'll satisfy, praise God, to the fullest. It'll make it make you so full, praise God, that you'll be satisfied in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm glad that they got satisfaction in the Lord. Amen. They satisfaction in the Lord. Amen. People looking around, running around everywhere, trying to find satisfaction, trying to find hope and happiness. But I want to say that that true joy comes from knowing the Lord Jesus Christ in that free part. See, having that living water, praise God, flowing in your soul. gives you that help, that hope, that encouragement, praise God. She said, how'd she get it? Through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, when that Savior comes, when that promised one comes, and he says, I am, praise God, that promised one. He go on me, he said, hey, he said, praise God, it's me that you've been looking for. Hey, have you ever noticed that he didn't have to do a whole lot to get her to believe on him? Amen. Praise God, it's easy to believe on something that's true. It's easy to believe on something that's real. Praise God. It's easy to believe on something, praise God, that uplifts and gives you hope and gives you courage, that takes you, points you, and guides you in the right direction. Amen. So we see this story playing out with this woman. But not only do we see the story playing out in chapter 4 with this Samaritan woman, but we see the nobleman. And the nobleman comes to the Lord Jesus Christ also. See, he gathers up down there at the house, and his son's sick, nigh to death. Amen. His little one is dying. And he does it. I pray God, he can't. The doctors, I'd say, have already had the physicians in, and they had everybody else come in, looked at him, and tried all their home remedies and recipes, and he was none the better. But that nobleman said, listen, I know a fella, amen, a Jesus of Nazareth, and he goes about doing good, and everybody that he touches, praise God, is made well. Amen. Amen. He says, hey, listen, I said, I'm going to go up there and I'm going to find him. And I'm going to bring him back, praise God. And if Jesus will come back, I believe our boy will be all right. I want to say, praise God, hey, when the Lord Jesus Christ gets a hold of your youngins and your people and your family, praise God, things start looking up. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he goes a-hunting for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know the story. Amen. And he goes, Jesus has moved back. He's come back. This fellow's come from Capernaum. And he comes to the Lord Jesus Christ in Galilee. And he says, hey, listen, his son was nigh to death. His son was on death's bed. And he come to get the Lord Jesus to go up. And the Lord says in verse 48, he says, except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. Amen. He said, listen, he said, I know you're here, you come get, but he said, unless you see some kind of sun sign, some kind of supernatural something other, said, you'll not believe. Amen. But he says, listen, no man said, sir, come down ere my child die. He said, what I believe. He said, I believe, praise God, if you don't come down, he's going to die. But I believe, praise God, if you'll come to where he is. I said, if you'll come to where he is, I praise God, he'll be made whole. He said, wilt thou be made whole? He said, hey, listen, Lord, I come this far. I took a journey. I come to where you're at because I believe in faith that if you'll come to where I'm at, come down to my house, praise God, and my little boy will be all right. Amen. Praise God. So the Lord says, he said, go thy way, thy son liveth. Amen. So this fella says, hey, you know what? I said, can I have some kind of proof of that? No, he doesn't. Amen. He come to seek the Lord Jesus Christ. He believed that he could, praise God. And Jesus said, you need a sign. He said, I don't need a sign. I just need you, praise the Lord. I want to say today, I don't need a sign, Lord God. I just need the Lord Jesus. Amen. He's given me hope. He's given me promise. In the volume of the book, it's written of Him. He's able to do all things, praise God. He come to me one night, March 1976. He said, will thou be made whole? Amen. And praise God, I said, Lord, I'd like to be. And I bowed down and I said, Lord, forgive me of my old sinfulness, praise God. And He saved me by His marvelous grace. Place my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, praise God, and it's there still. Amen, praise the Lord. Your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God, you know it's there still. What do you say? Because one night, one day, some place, praise God, you said, Lord, praise God. He said, will thou be made whole? And you said, Lord, make me whole. Amen. So he was made whole. So what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying it's a message of faith. It's what the Lord's teaching us here and instructing us. It's about our faith believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not a head knowledge. Everybody knows. I talk to people all the time that's lost. And they say, I know who Jesus is. I believe that He did. He lived. He died. I believe all that. Amen. But there's a difference between believing that and making it something that you accept in faith. That He did it for you. Amen. That He died for you. He rose again, praise God, for you. That He offers you victory. He's saying to you today, wilt thou be made whole? I see this story play out, this nobleman. The Lord says, He says, go thy way, thy son liveth. So he turns, so he don't question it. He just heads back toward the house. I mean, just as hard as he can go, he heads back to the house. And as he's going back, he meets his servants as they come up. And he said, the Bible says his servants met him. And they told him, saying, thy son liveth. Wouldn't it be good, praise God, day church, if we could look up the portals of glory and say, glory be to God, our children liveth. Amen. If they've believed on Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, they've been saved, born again by the marvelous grace of God, and they're living now, and they'll live forevermore. You know, that's the most important thing that we can instill in our children. The Lord Jesus Christ, that free pardon of sin. That Jesus died for them, praise God, according to the Scriptures. But the Bible says this nobleman meets his servants as they're coming down. He says, thy son liveth. And he inquired, and inquired he of them the hour, verse 52, when he began to amend. He says, hey, listen. He said, what time was it when he began to get better? Amen. And they said this, and they said unto him, yesterday about the seventh hour, the fever left him. Amen. Praise God. And so the father knew that it was at the same hour into which Jesus said unto him, thy son liveth, and himself believed. Now, watch this. And his whole house. I didn't get that till the other day, boy. I got a hold of that, boy. I about had me a spell. You know what that tells me, Brother Lynn? That this nobleman, praise God, had put his faith and trust in Lord Jesus Christ. He had gathered up his family. He had gathered up his youngins. Got around that bed of that sick one. And he said, listen, folks. He said, there's a fella from Nazareth, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I believe with all my heart, if I could just get to him and we could just get him down here, that he could touch our son and he could save our son and he could heal our son and he could lift up our son. And I believe the whole family said, glory, hallelujah. They said, the youngin said, daddy, go and get him. Mama said, daddy, go and get him. I pray God, fetch him down here fast as you can. Amen. Praise God, amen. Hey, that's what we ought to be doing today, is seeking the Lord, finding, praise God, and bringing him down to the house. Amen. In faith, believing, we're living in difficult times. We're seeing things that we've never seen before, we've never witnessed before. But praise God, I'm glad that God's still God. Amen. Jesus Christ is still Lord. And he's still on the throne. Amen. Amen. He said that he himself believed and his whole house. Praise the Lord. Amen. Can you imagine about that seventh hour? Praise the Lord. All of a sudden, mama's in there with that damp cloth, and she's a mopping that head of that sick youngin. Amen. That little old boy, praise God, that's sick even unto death. And that fever's a-raging. And all of a sudden, mama reaches down to feel one more time. She says, wait a minute. That fever's gone. There's no more sickness. Something's a-happening, praise God, here in the house. Amen. I believe maybe she got to rejoicing. She said, praise God. What's taking place here? And then the servants go up and they meet that nobleman. And they say, hey, yeah. I said, that boy's going to be fine. Yesterday, about the seventh hour, the fever left him. Praise God. Hey, glory be to God. He's all right. Praise God. He's going to be okay. Amen. Can you imagine that nobleman, as he headed back down to the house, stepping about that high? He got back down to the house, and mama still is scratching her head. Kids are standing around and wondering all, trying to figure it out. And I'm glad we got a God that's hard to figure out. Amen. Why? Because he's so great and mighty. He is almighty. Praise God. He's beyond figuring out. Praise God. But I'm glad I can know him. That nobleman goes back down the house just like that lady did up there telling all the folks in the city of Samaria. She spread right. She said, come see a man who told me all I'd ever done. Amen. This nobleman goes back home. He said, let me tell you about a man. I met him on the road up there. He said, listen, said, if you can believe, praise God, you can receive. And said, he said, I believe it can be. Praise. And he said, your presence is real. Praise the Lord. And he said, go thy way. Thy son liveth. Amen. He spoke it and it was so. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, let me tell you this. The Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ Himself, praise God, He don't have to be sitting in the pew beside you, praise God, to touch you. I mean, he's sitting at the right hand of the Father on high, but he's still touching you every day if you'll let him. Amen. He's still reaching down, praise God. You say, what are you saying? I'm saying, will thou be made whole? It's a message of faith, believing on the Lord. Amen. Taking him at that full face value, what God is able to do. So Jesus comes down into chapter 5, and this impotent man, he's at the pool of Bethesda, and he's waiting there. He's been there for a long time, 38 years, praise God, in this condition, and the Lord sees him there, and he comes one day, and he asks him, he said, will thou be made whole? Amen. Will thou, the Lord's asking the question today, will thou be made whole? In other words, what he's saying, church, he said, wouldn't you like to be complete? Amen. Wouldn't you like to be full and satisfied? Amen. Or you say, where do you get that at? You get that from the Lord. A satisfaction in the Lord. So the Lord asked him this question. Amen. Said he was there with a multitude of impotent folk. And they said they was blind. They was halt. They was withered. And they was waiting. Amen. Who's that waiting on? They was waiting on the troubling of the waters. Bible said at a certain time, praise God, the Holy Ghost of God go down, he'd trouble those waters, and the first one in would be made whole. And the Lord asked his fellow, said he knowed, he seen that he had been there for a long time. Amen. He said he knew that he had been now a long time in this case. Amen. You say, how do you know that? Because he's the Lord. Let me tell you, let me just share this with you. The Lord Jesus Christ knows exactly where you are. He knows exactly your case, your situation. He knows exactly what you need, and he knows exactly how to give you, praise God, that according to his grace. So he asked him his question, will thou be made whole? And the impotent man, he answers him, and he says, listen, Lord, he said, there's nobody to help me. Do you ever feel like that? Do you ever feel like there's just nobody out there that wants to help you? Ever feel like sometimes you're just all alone by yourself? Hello? Hey, that there's nobody there. And you look around and there's just nobody there that seems like they care about you at all. I'm glad we don't have it that way, praise God. As Christians, as Bible believers, praise the Lord, we ought to love each other, encourage and help each other, right? Amen. But this fellow looks around, he said, there's nobody to help me. He said, when the waters are stirred, when the opportunity comes, he said, there's nobody there to help me. What a sad situation. You'd think somebody would come along and say, hey, buddy, let me help you. But he said, nobody offers to help me. But the sadder part, this important man, he says, I can't help myself. Amen. He said, when the waters stirred, he said, I can't get there by myself. He said, I don't have the, he said, he's impotent. He said, I have infirmities. He said, my weaknesses and my lack of strength, praise God, my inability help, it keeps me from getting to where I need to be for God's glory. Amen. Let me just say this, church, sir, our infirmities, our weakness, our lack of strength, our inabilities will keep us from getting to Him. But I'm glad on the authority of the Word, praise God, it don't keep Him from getting to us. Amen. Jesus come to where he was. Knew he'd been there in that state for a long time. Amen. And he asked, he said, will thou be made whole? He said, wouldn't you like to be healed? Wouldn't you like to be complete? Amen. Wouldn't you like to have a touch of God on your life? Amen. Boy, I tell you what, I'd jump up and say, glory to God, touch me, Lord. Amen. But he says, no, Lord, said there's nobody. And said, I can't get there myself. Amen. Praise God. But he said, hey, listen, he said, is there any faith that, and he says in verse 7, said, the impotent man answered him, said, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. He said, there's always an obstacle. There's always something that's going before me, and I can't get to where I need to be. Amen. You know what the devil will do today? The devil will put obstacles in front of you, praise God, from getting you to where the Lord would have you to be so he can help you. Amen. Amen. If we ain't careful, we let the devil throw up those roadblocks, those obstacles, amen, to keep us away from the Lord. Amen. And in the society we live in, we get so busy sometimes we think, well, we've got to do this and we've got to do that. Amen. I said, what we need to do, praise God, is just love the Lord Jesus Christ with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength, praise God. And God said He would supply the rest. Amen. Praise God. That's a promise from God. Hey, listen, that ain't coming from this little old preacher. But praise God, I'm just telling you what God's saying. It's God's promise that He'll help us if we'll let Him. Amen. And through an operation of faith, praise God, the Lord said, hey, listen, through an operation of faith, you can be made whole. And He asked the question, will thou be made whole? That's what the Lord asked His name. He said, will you be made whole? Amen. Praise God. We see an operation of faith. We see the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember in Mark chapter number 9, the Lord is up on the mountain, Him and the disciples. The transfiguration takes place. And they see Moses and Elijah talking to the Lord. Praise God. He's transformed in His radiance, His magnificence, His glory, His splendor. Amen. He's shining brighter than the sun. They come, and in just a few minutes, they come down off the mountain, and there's the multitude comes running to Him. And there's a fellow that's got a son that's possessed with an evil spirit. Amen. You know the story. And he's possessed with this evil spirit, and he comes down there. Let me just read this section of that to you in Mark chapter number 9. He comes down there and he says, the disciples can't cast it out. And the multitude said, Master, I brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. Verse 17, Mark 9. He said, wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples, they should cast him out, and they could not. And he answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And said, they bring him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground, and wallowed and foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since he came unto him? And the father says, and he said, of a child. He said, he'd been in him a while. Amen. See, a lot of times we think, well, you know, there's nothing we can do now. It's just been so long. I want to say, praise God, there's nothing impossible God. Amen. We should never give up on our loved ones. We should never give up on our families. We should never give up on our children, praise God. We should pray and lift them up every day. Show them the way that they might walk therein. He says, oftentimes He casts them into fire and into the waters and to destroy him. And He says, and if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. He said, if you can do anything, Lord, to make it better. I want to say, praise God, God's got the cure. And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Amen. He said, hey, Lord, said, I believe. That's why I'm here. That's why I brought him. I brought him to you because I believe. But said, Lord, if there's any instance, any speck of unbelief in me, Lord, please take it away. Make me full of belief. Make me full of faith. You know what we need in the church right now more than we've ever needed? We need to be full of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not in faith in each other, not in faith of our church, not in faith of our country or our leaders. We need to have faith in the Lord today. Amen. Faith in the Lord. Jesus asked the man, said, wilt thou be made whole? Amen. So we see healing is it's an operation of faith. It's an operation of believing. Amen. We see Jeremiah. Jeremiah is caught up in what he was caught up in Jeremiah's time. Of course, we know him as the weeping prophet. And he wept and he cried, he mourned over the nation of Israel, praise God. And the Lord, he gets into a place and a point in his life and he's just struggling. And the Lord, Lord's telling him, you know, Jeremiah said, you're in pretty bad shape. And ain't nobody going to help you. In Jeremiah chapter number 30, let me just read that to you. Jeremiah chapter number 30, the Lord says to this, verse 12, he said, for thus saith the Lord, thy bruise is incurable and thy wound is grievous. He said, you're in bad shape. Amen. He said, you're in terrible shape. Verse 14, he says, "And all thy lovers have forgotten thee. They seek thee not. For I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy." Amen. He said, listen, said, hey, listen. He said, you're in terrible, the Lord says, Jeremiah, he said, the nation, your people are in terrible shape. We look around us today and we see a lot of folks that's in bad shape. Amen. He said, they're in terrible shape. And he said, there's nobody to help them. Amen. There's nobody, seems like nobody can bring them out. Nobody can get them over this. But the Lord goes on, Jeremiah 30 and verse 17, he says this. He said, I like it when the Lord says, for I. Amen. Things is turning around when the Lord says, for I. He says, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, when we need healing today, when we need help today, praise God, realize that the Lord said, I will heal you. But he asked the question, he said, will thou be made whole? He said, would you like to have some healing today? Amen. Would you like to have a cure? Would you like to have the balm of Gilead applied to your life, praise God, to bring you out and encourage you, praise God, bring you out with a shout, praise God, a shout and praise and giving God glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. For a little bit, hey, I thank God for a little bit of improvement. I was talking to Bill Bryson Thursday night. I called, checked on him, and he was over in the hospital, and they had him on oxygen stuff, and they had run it up because his breathing wasn't good, and we need to pray for Brother Bill because he's got problems, you know, with his lungs and all that. Praise God. I got to talking to him, and he said, preacher, I'm getting over on shouting ground. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, he got the shouting and praising God over the phone. I got the shouting, praise God. You said, why do you have shout? He said, I got a little bit of improvement, praise God. He said, I'm feeling something right now. It's down in my soul. He said, I think I'll just shout a while. Amen, praise God. I don't know how much his oxygen dropped, Brother Bill, praise God. He was a shouting. Amen. He's a shouting and praising God. Amen. Because he knew that God was still with him. He said, will thou be made whole, praise God? He said, yeah, glory to God, I'll be all right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord said, I will restore your health unto thee. You say, preacher, sometimes people don't get better. Praise God. If they're a child of God, they get well, really well. Amen. Praise God. We depart out of here and go home. I was thinking about that song we were singing this morning, about 1,000 years. 10,000 years, praise God. We'll be with the Lord shouting and praising around the throne of grace. Amen. Our little old finite mind can't comprehend what's going on right now. I mean, we can't associate with the years that have allotted to man here on this earth. They just seem so unreal to it. But praise God, what about those 1,000 years, those 10,000 years? What about 1,000,000 years, praise God? And we'll just praise and shout it out with God. Amen. He said, will thou be made whole? I said, yes, Lord, make me whole. In faith, believe, and trust in the Lord. Bless His holy name. God said He'd bring us out. He'd bring us, deliver us from this world, deliver us from the sin sickness that's all around. You know the reason there's sickness in the world, praise God, is because of sin. Hello? Reason we don't get over a lot of times is because we continue in sin. Amen. God wants to heal us. He wants to touch us, but we don't want to let Him. Hello? He said, will thou be made whole? But Brother Scott was talking about this morning. Sometimes God convicts us, but we don't want to confess our sin. We don't want to put things behind us, praise God, so we go on with God. Carry them like luggage. You know, luggage is something, it's kind of expensive, so you get it and you keep it forever. And then you get all kinds of stuff. You get you take a big bag and you put a little bag in it, and you put a little bag inside the little bag, and next thing you know, you got a bunch of stuff you can't hardly carry. Makes it hard to pack around. That's the way we do in our lives sometimes. But the Lord says, will thou be made whole? So wouldn't you like to get rid of the luggage, the baggage, praise God, that you're carrying around? Amen, praise the Lord. The Lord said we do it. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15, the Bible says this. I said, and the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. But we'll lay them upon all them that hate thee. Amen. The Lord said, hey, listen, said the Lord won't put it on you. Amen. Hey, praise God. He will take away the sickness. He said, praise God. He said, those evil diseases of Egypt. Now, what is Egypt? Hello? Egypt is a type of the world, right? Amen. Are you with me? Are we on the same page? Egypt is always a type of the world. And God says, hey, listen, I'm not going to put those the diseases on you, praise God. I'm not going to pile the world on you, praise God, where you can't overcome it. He said, but I'll make a way of escape. And the way of escape is Lord Jesus Christ. We put our faith and trust in Him. Praise God, He'll lift us out of all the affliction. Amen. Praise the Lord. He promised that He would. He said, those afflictions, those things which thou knowest. We know what's going on. Amen. Hey, this hasn't taken us by surprise. Hello? You say, well, preacher, I'm pretty surprised things going on. But you oughtn't to be. I said, the Bible says, woe to a nation that'll forget God. Amen. That's where we're at. We've got homes and households that's forgetting God. And we got these people, these millennials, they call, that's running the streets rampant, amen, just like a bunch of rabid dogs. Because we forgot to tell them about God. Amen. We don't have God in our heart, praise God. Listen to me, you don't have nothing. Amen. That's why it's so important to instill the Word of God in these children. In our people, in our families, praise the Lord. It needs to be priority one in the day that we live. Because without it, we have nothing. The Lord is saying, wilt thou be made whole? He said, would you like to be whole? Would you like to be for your home to be complete? He said, it can be complete in the Lord Jesus Christ. Without it, it's lacking. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's lacking. But God says that He'll give us strength to overcome these obstacles that we face. Amen. In Psalms 118, the Lord says that the Lord is our strength. Amen. In Psalms 118, let's see if I can find it right quick. I'll read it to you. Psalms 118. Psalms 118 in verse 14. The Bible says this. He said, the Lord is my strength and my, I like this part, and song. He said, Lord's what gives me strength, praise God. And he said, I like to sing about it, Miles. I like to lift up the Lord, praise God. I like to praise God because I know that He is my strength. Amen. The Lord is my strength and song and is become my salvation. He's that saving factor, praise God. He said, will thou be made whole? I said, Lord, please make me whole so I'm going to trust in You. Praise God. He said, so He said, he's become my strength to overcome the obstacle of the faith called life. He said, He's become my song that I sing about, praise, and lift up His name because He has become my salvation. Amen. He said, because of Him. Verse 17, He said, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Amen. He said, hey, listen, because of my salvation, because I know the Lord Jesus Christ, my Lord and Son, He said, I shall not die. You know, preacher, you're going a little off here now because you know everybody's going to die. It's the point of a man wants to die and I have this judgment. Yeah, we're going to go out of here. And if ever, praise God, that belongs to God never dies. Amen. 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 Praise God. This old body may lay down, but praise God, the soul and the spirit go back to God who give it. Amen. Praise the Lord. To be in the presence of the Lord. To be absent from the body to be with is to be with the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Listen, our loved ones, those that were born again believers that went out of here and left this life, praise God. I want to say they didn't leave life. They just began to live and are shouting her out over on the other side, giving God glory. Why? Because somebody come by one day, the Lord Jesus Christ, He said, will thou be made whole? And they said, yes, Lord, help me to be whole. Amen. So they're complete in the Lord today. He said, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. He said, who did it? How did it take place? He said, it was God. Amen. The psalmist said, hey, listen, I believe in salvation. I believe in the Lord. I believe that God Almighty reached down. He is my strength, praise God. Because I believe in Him, praise God. He's that reward. He is that salvation, praise God, in my heart. He said, I shall not die but live and declare that Jesus did it. Amen. I tell everywhere, praise, everywhere I go. He said, how come you have, why are you so happy all the time? Why are you? I said, because the joy that's in my soul, praise God. No matter what happens to me in this world, praise God, I belong to the Lord. I'm saved, praise God. Amen. I've been made whole in Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's why when things come along, little obstacles, praise God, of faith. I say with Joel chapter 3 verse 10, he said, let the weak say, I am strong, praise God. Amen. Me and Miss Joyce talked this morning about complaining. Says, you know what, it don't do no good to complain because nobody would want to hear it. We've all got a whole lot to complain about. Amen. We could sit down, Brother Bill, and make a list out if it looked like a Santa Claus list. Amen. Of complaints that we could have. But praise God, it wouldn't do us no good. But I'll tell you how to get past that, praise God. Just begin to praise God. Just begin to give the Lord. Hey, praise God, when we're weak, when we're ill, when we're frailing, praise God, just get the praise in God. Giving Him glory for His marvelous works He's done. Praise God. When I'm weak, just say, praise God, I'm strong because Jesus Christ is my Savior. He has all power in heaven and earth, praise God. He can bring us through every obstacle. Praise God, this is His satisfaction. Amen. But He asked this old boy at the well, He said, will thou be made whole? He said, wouldn't you like? He said, Lord, there's nobody that'll help me. Amen. And he said, and Lord, I can't help myself. I can't get there by myself. Amen. He said, there's nobody to put me in a pool. He said, before I get there, somebody else steps down before me. And Jesus saith unto him, listen, verse 8, he said, rise, take up thy bed and walk. Amen. He said, rise and take up thy bed. He said, will that be made whole? He said, yes, little boy, I'd like to be. He said, well, have you got enough faith to stand up? Have you got enough faith to take that initiative? That's all God asked. That's all the Lord asked. He said, you got enough faith to take initiative? He said, just go ahead and get up. And I praise God. You know what he did? In faith, believed the Lord, and he got up. Amen. 38 years. He had laid there. Couldn't go, praise God. He didn't have the ability to help himself. But God Almighty got him up, praise God, through faith, believing. Amen, in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord said, hey, listen, rise and take up thy bed. Not only did he tell him, get up, praise God, he said, gather up your bed. Get your cot, amen, and take it with you and go on down the road. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hey, the Lord gives you the ability. He won't ask you to do something. He won't give you the ability to do. Amen. He says, rise, take up your bed and walk. Amen. And said, old fellow, he said, and immediately the man was made whole. Jesus asked him. He said, wilt thou be made whole? He said, hey, listen, would you like me to get you some crutches? Maybe I can help get you get together a tassel. See if we can get you a wheelchair. Jesus said, would you like to be made whole, complete? Amen. Wanting nothing. He said, oh boy, I'd like to. He said, I'm not able to. People's not able to. Jesus, well, he said, I'm able to. Amen. He said, rise up. He said, just go ahead and get up. And the old fellow jumps up. Amen. Praise God. He's kind of like that one over at that gate called Beautiful. And Peter and John come to him. Praise God. Had nothing to offer him. Amen. Peter pulled. He pulls out his pockets, them empty. He said, I ain't got nothing off you. He said, silver and gold have I none. But he said, such as I have, give I unto thee. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Amen. And through faith, said that old boy leapt up. Never had no strength. Never had to go to therapy. Never had to learn to move along. The Bible said he leapt up. And he went down to him jumping and a leaping and a praising God. Amen. Praise God. Run up there and grabbed old Peter and John around the neck. Praise God. Loved up on them. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because he said, will thou be made whole? He said, yes. Praise God. Lord Jesus Christ. He asked this old man in clothes. He said, listen, he said, the Lord asked him, wilt thou be made whole? The answer is in Proverbs chapter number 3. Proverbs chapter number 3 and verse 1 through 6. Listen to what he says, and I'm done. The old preacher, Psalm, he says, listen, he said, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add. Now watch this, shall they add to thee. Wouldn't you like to live a long, prosperous life? Amen. He said, just seek the Lord with all your heart. You mind children? You know, some of the oldest people I know are people that love the Lord Jesus Christ, served Him all the days of their life. He said, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. He said, praise God, He said, you'll have good success in the Lord. You say, preacher, how do you know that? Praise God, because He's made us exceed great and precious promises. He said, it'll be fulfilled in the end. Amen. He said, verse 5, said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. He said, don't rely on yourself. Listen, folks, He said, we need to rely on the Lord. Amen. Not rely and lean not on thine own understanding. He says, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. The Lord says, wilt thou be made whole? And we say, Lord, yes. I'm not able myself, but Lord, I know You can. And He says, Brother Bill, He says, rise up and walk. Praise God. And He said, this is direction, the direction I want you to go. Praise God. He said, take up your cross and follow Me. And we'll go to the house together, leaping, shouting, praising God, and giving Him glory for all His goodness. Amen. Ain't you glad today, praise God, that one day you were made whole? Made whole in Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, come to you. Listen, if you've been saved today by the marvelous grace of God, He's for by grace you're saved through faith and not of yourself. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Lord said, I'm going to help you, praise God, to bring glory to My name. Praise the Lord. He said, because God Almighty come where you was, because God Almighty touched you, because God Almighty asked you if you'd like to be whole, praise God, and you said, yes, Lord, please help me to be whole. God Almighty comes to your heart. God, through Lord Jesus Christ, touches your heart, touches your life, and saves you by His marvelous grace. Gives you the strength, as Psalmist said, of salvation, amen, and the Lord. Praise God. Will you be made whole? Isn't it about time that we just say, Lord, here am I. Praise God. I'd like to be made whole, be complete, be full, be filled with joy that passes understanding in Jesus Christ our Savior. What a Lord, what a Savior we have today. What a blessed hope we have for our hearts, our homes individually, and for our families and our homes today. The Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to us, church, and He said, wilt thou be made whole? We're living in a world that's sick and afflicted, it's conflicted, but He said, hey, listen, wouldn't you like to be whole? Amen. The same question He asked this impotent man, praise God, the same question that He's asked for sick folk, sin sick people all down through history. Amen. He's asking today, will thou be made whole? Will you be made whole? Would you be made complete in the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Praise God. Get delivered from your sin sickness, yourself, and selfishness and self-centeredness, and be put into the family of God. Recognize and realize, praise God, that God Almighty is a bringing you along for His glory, that we might bring honor and glory to His name. Amen.